The Trump administration has made it very clear it wants to crack down on migrants entering the U.S. One way it's trying to do that is through the Remain in Mexico program. That's an arrangement the administration made with the Mexican government to keep asylum seekers, mostly from Central America, in Mexico while their cases are processed in U.S. courts. The World's Monica Campbell looks at how this policy is playing out for one young Honduran in limbo in Tijuana. His story wraps up our series, The Waiting Room, stories of migrants waiting in Mexico, hoping to enter the U.S.
Jeff? Hola, ¿qué tal? I meet Jeff Mendoza at his apartment building in Tijuana. It's in the city's red light district, and that's an area where migrants can afford to rent rooms by the week or month. Jeff's 27 years old, stocky, with short black hair and a black Ramones t-shirt on. He's a big punk rock fan.
Okay.
We get to the top floor, and Jeff has to work a padlock to get into his room.
Y compartimos el cuarto entre los cuatro.
He shares the small room with three others, also migrants.
De Honduras, Nicaragua, y otro es mexicano.
There's just mattresses on the floor and not much else. It's day 279 for Jeff in Tijuana. Back in Honduras, he worked at a store and lived in an area heavily controlled by gangs. Jeff says one afternoon the police stormed into his home saying they were looking for a suspect and murdered his dad. Jeff isn't clear why, and he and his family demanded answers.
Y nosotros fuimos a interponer una denuncia en los derechos humanos.
They took their case to human rights groups, and that triggered death threats from gang members that Jeff says work with the police. Jeff fled Honduras with his sister and her kid.
In Tijuana,
Jeff's sister and her kid were allowed into the U.S. They live in Denver now. But Jeff had to follow a new Trump administration policy that keeps some asylum seekers in Mexico while their cases proceed in U.S. courts. It's known as the Remain in Mexico policy. It's supposed to work like this. Immigration officials bring asylum seekers in Mexico across the border to see a judge in the United States. After the hearing, the migrants are returned to Mexico. The process can involve several hearings over many months. Thousands of migrants are in this program. Jeff shows me his paperwork. His experience with the Remain in Mexico policy has been disastrous. He says when he was escorted to his first court hearing in San Diego, U.S. officials took away his backpack, but never returned it. No explanation, Jeff says.
En la cual yo traía documentos que hacía constar que yo corría riesgo en mi país, mi mochila con mi celular, tarjeta de débito.
The bag had his passport, documentation for his asylum case, his phone, and cash. Then he was scheduled for a second court hearing this summer. But when the date was moved, Jeff wasn't notified. He didn't have a way to receive mail at his building, so he missed that second crucial court hearing. This has happened to others in the Remain in Mexico program. And some U.S. officials have called the scheduling changes glitches.
Y el caso mío está cerrado, está concluido. El caso mío lo cerraron.
Jeff worries that glitch torpedoed his chance at asylum. It's true. As of now, his case is terminated, and it's unclear whether he can reopen it. U.S. immigration officials didn't respond to my questions about Jeff's case. Jeff says he'll try and push his case forward on his own, but he's feeling worn down.
Creo que con esta forma del MPP que ha hecho el gobierno de Estados Unidos de volver personas a Tijuana para...
He says that's the aim of the Remain in Mexico program, to wear migrants down and convince them to return home. Jeff doesn't want to do that, but he says that some days he feels just as unsafe here in Tijuana as in Honduras.
Obviamente, donde estoy viviendo es una de las zonas más peligrosas de Tijuana.
I live in a dangerous part of town, he says. He shows me two fresh scars on his forearm, knife wounds from when a group of guys stole his new phone. He says he's been robbed here several times, including by the police. Many migrants waiting out their U.S. court cases in Mexico have also reported kidnappings and other assaults. Meantime, he works at a construction site 6 days a week to pay for food.
Nos toca como $15 por persona.
And rents about $15 a week. To escape, he listens to music. Along with the Ramones, his favorite band is Bad Brains. Back in Honduras, he played bass in a band, and he shows me a video they put on YouTube. It's hardcore punk and protest music against the president of Honduras. Just this week, calls for the president's resignation are intensifying based on allegations that he financed his campaign with narco cash. Jeff says he's afraid to go back to Honduras. He's abandoned his country. He misses his relatives and bandmates, but that life feels far away, and he's not sure where his new one will be. For The World, Monica Campbell, Tijuana.